Welcome to The Disappearing Mind, a unique podcast helping you find clarity and support along your dementia journey. Now, join National Dementia Trainer and Coach, Dawn Platt, for an all-new episode.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I am your host, Dawn Platt. So happy you could join us today on The Disappearing Mind. I have quite a lineup for you over the next four podcasts. Going to do a few episodes I think you'll find very informative. At least I hope you'll find them very informative. I'm trying to cover some topics that are really relevant to those of you who listen to the podcast and those who reach out and ask questions. Let's go ahead and get started today. Welcome to today's episode. As we are into this new year, it's a great time to talk about an important but overlooked health check that we all forget about when we get 50-something and above, and we don't really talk about it with our physicians, our friends, or our family, but it's memory screenings. In this day and age, I think it's important that we take a look at memory screening. So just like you get your blood pressure or cholesterol checked, everybody knows about that. Checking your memory health should be a regular part of your wellness routine. The Alzheimer's Foundation of America is encouraging everyone to make a resolution this year to get a checkup from the neck up. I said, get a checkup from the neck up. By scheduling a memory screen, I think that this is important. It's something that we should get with every physical we have, something that we should talk about with our physician and make a routine part of our healthcare checkup. We're going to cover in this episode why memory care screenings or memory screenings are important, what they involve, the conditions that they can detect, and most importantly, how to schedule one near you. Whether you're concerned about your memory or you simply want to be proactive about your brain health, this is a conversation you don't want to miss. You may be wondering, I don't have memory issues. Why should I get screened? The truth is, memory screenings aren't just for people experiencing memory problems. Early detection of potential memory issues is critical for everyone. Think of it as preventative care for your brain, just like getting that regular physical or dental checkup. The Alzheimer's Foundation of America recommends that memory screenings are important for everyone, even if they're not currently experiencing memory problems. An early detection of potential memory issues can make a big difference. A memory screening is simple, it's quick, it's non-invasive, and it involves answering a series of questions to evaluate your memory and other cognitive functions of the brain. It's similar to having a routine health screening for your blood pressure, or having some blood work for a blood panel or cholesterol level. The results are not a diagnosis. However, they do give a baseline for your physician to go off of in future evaluations. They can also indicate whether you should follow up with your physician or get a referral for a specialty physician for a more comprehensive evaluation. What are some of the things that can cause memory problems? This is a question people often ask, and sometimes they're quite surprised by the answer. So many people fear memory loss, meaning getting Alzheimer's disease or dementia, but memory issues can be linked to a variety of treatable conditions. That includes things like vitamin deficiencies, thyroid disorders, urinary tract infections in those of us who are getting older, sleep apnea, stress and anxiety, we all have a little bit of that, and depression. Catching those conditions early can lead to an effective treatment and often to a complete reversal of symptoms. When we talk about a complete reversal of symptoms here, we're not talking about a true disease. So we're not talking about Alzheimer's disease or one of the other diagnoses here that currently don't have a cure. We're talking about conditions that lead to the symptoms that dementia produces. Even if a more serious condition is present, like Alzheimer's disease, early diagnosis opens up so many opportunities for early treatment, which can slow the progression of symptoms. Also, early diagnosis allows people to participate in clinical trials and also to access valuable community resources like support groups and therapeutic programs that may be available in your area. So early action empowers better outcomes. That's one of the main reasons why we need to take control of our health. We need to take charge of all of our health, including our brain health. What's involved in a memory screening? I know that that's a question a lot of people ask. And actually, there's a lot of fear around how well we'll test. And I think that's perfectly normal because we don't all know what to expect. But people become hesitant about memory screenings because they don't know what to expect. So let me assure you, it is easy and stress-free. A memory screening typically takes only 10 to 15 minutes. It consists of a number of questions and tasks designed to really assess memory, language, and thinking skills. There's no need to worry about needles or complicated medical equipment or dieting or fasting for days before it. It's a very, very simple process. It's worth noting that memory screening is not a formal diagnosis of any condition. Instead, it helps us determine whether you should consult with your doctor for further testing. Think of it as a first step towards understanding your cognitive health or your brain health. Really important, I think, in this day and age that we consider making that part of our physical, our healthcare routine. How do we get free memory care screening? Let's just take a look at that because it's available in many areas, especially if you live in a large metropolitan city, really certain areas throughout the United States. Now that you know the benefits, let's talk about how to schedule a memory screening. The Alzheimer's Foundation of America offers free, confidential memory screenings every weekday through its National Memory Screening Program. You don't need insurance, and there is no minimum age requirement to take this screening test. You can schedule an appointment in two easy ways. First, to call the Alzheimer's Foundation of America at 866-232-8484. That is 866-232-8484. Or you can visit the Alzheimer's Foundation of America website and book an appointment online right there on their website. These screenings are conducted through secure video conferencing technology, so you can do it from the comfort of your own home using a smartphone, a tablet, or a computer with internet access. And the screenings are available in both English and Spanish, making it accessible for many more people. Additionally, Medicare covers memory screenings as part of Medicare Wellness Program. If you're on Medicare, you can also check with your primary care physician to ask about scheduling one in your area. And then there are a number of other places that you can check to see if they offer this screening. If you prefer in-person screening, here's a few options you may want to jot down. Your local hospital. Many hospitals offer memory health programs or wellness clinics that provide memory assessments. Memory care clinics or specialized centers, if you have those in your state or in your area, these facilities focus totally on brain health and cognitive care. They offer memory care screenings. Your physician's office may offer memory screenings. Ask your doctor about including a memory screening in your next wellness visit. Many physicians can perform the test or refer you to a specialist to have it done. There are just many positives to getting a memory screen this year as part of your healthcare plan. They empower us to be proactive about our brain health. You're never too young or too old to get a memory screening. And early detection gives you more opportunities to take action and ownership of your own health, which is why everyone should really get screened regularly. The big picture here is memory screenings are simple. They're easy. They're nothing to be afraid of. It's an effective tool to safeguard your cognitive health, whether you're in your 30s, in your 50s, or beyond. It's never too early or too late to prioritize brain wellness, brain health. Early detection can mean the world of difference in your future health. It's not just in medical treatment, but in quality of life and peace of mind. If you are like many Americans, if you're like many people, even internationally, who have a family history or have had a loved one who had any type of dementia, you may be wondering. You may be wondering about yourself, and this would be a very simple way, both in the privacy of your own home, at your local hospital, or in the care of your own physician, to be able to get a screening and screen every year and see how you're doing. It's a great baseline. It's a great opportunity. Let's get focused on our brain health this year and in the years to come. As you're thinking about health resolutions this year, your diet, getting this memory screening, put it on your list. I think it's really important to make it part of our wellness plan, just like you do your dental exams and your physical exams that you have on an annual basis. I want to say thanks for joining me on today's episode. Remember, scheduling a memory care screening is easy. You can call the Alzheimer's Foundation of America at 866-232-8484 or visit their website to schedule a free screening through their National Memory Screening Program. Again, if you prefer an in-person experience, check with your local hospital, memory care clinic, or your personal physician. Be proactive to take control of your brain health. And remember, a checkup from the neck up can make all the difference in your life. I hope you have found this episode to be helpful. Please share it with friends and family who may benefit. Visit us on our website at thedisappearingmind.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Join us on Facebook, YouTube, and all other social media platforms. Until next time, this is Dawn Platt. Make it a memorable day.
Thank you for joining us for the Disappearing Mind podcast. We hope it's helped you find clarity and support along your journey. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode, visit our website to suggest future topics, and share the podcast with friends and family.